Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Transformation with Daniel Womer. Bienvenue sur Transformation avec Daniel Womer. C'est Transformation avec Daniel Womer. We are coming to you on Blog Talk Radio from Miami, Florida. Thank you for listening. Tonight, our question is, will cultural heritage acceptance boost our self-transformation? To help us keep up with the ever-changing world, I think we can all agree that from family originate beliefs, a way to see the world, traditions, rituals, and so many other factors that make us who we are. All this also could be generated by one's cultural heritage. How important is cultural heritage in influencing our current life? Accepting one's cultural heritage could assist or delay self-transformation. With the help of our guests tonight, and with the help of all of you, if you call and participate, which will be wonderful, we would like to go over those questions and ideas. This is Danielle Womer, your host for tonight, and you are listening to Transformation in Blog Talk Radio. We'll take a break, and we'll be back soon. We are back. This is Danielle Womer. You're listening to Transformation. And as I told you earlier, our question is, will cultural heritage acceptance boost our self-transformation? We have a guest tonight to help us with this question. And this is a person I have been watching since he was a young man in our community. He seems to be one of our youth that early on in their lives show a lot of passion in expressing themselves. At every event I will go in the community, here he was with his lumpy and inspired words. And he seemed to be exploding in so many other creative endeavors that I see. This is one of the reasons why I seek him to be in our show tonight. So let's see if we can say hello to him and welcome him to Transformation. Hello, Mecca. Bienvenue.
Hello.
Welcome.
Greetings. How are you?
Tonight. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great.
So happy that you accepted our invitation tonight. So please tell the audience a little bit about you and the things that I did not cover in my introduction and how you started to get involved in your community. Tell us about Mecca.
Oh, okay. Well, Mecca, you know, was basically in about 2004 when the bicentennial of Haiti was coming around. I wanted to contribute something to my culture. Even though I spoke Creole occasionally and understood it, I still felt like There was more that I can do and more that I should know about my culture, because as I was knowing, I realized that a lot of people did not know. And so through my artistry, which was poetry at the time and rap Creole, I used those that medium to promote the message of, you know, our history in Haiti. And so I felt like if I put it in the music format, the format that we were listening to, because even myself, that's how I listen to a lot of the messages and information that I get. We get it through music and television these days, that we know, with technology. And so I put it in that medium, and I realized that a lot of, you know, youth and a lot of people still didn't know about Haiti. And that's what drove me to just strive for more and just do more for the community. And I felt like, you know, getting my feet wet with being a teacher was something that was necessary, because I started to embrace education more. It's education is education, no matter mm-hmm. what it is, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes, listen, Mecca Grimaud Marcelin, tell us a little bit about what is there meaning to Mecca, meaning to Grimaud? Tell us a little bit about that.
Let me tell you about the Mecca part. Came from a revelation that I had with just, you know, finding out more, just trying to be the best that I can be. And, you know, I'm raised in New York, so whenever they say the Mecca of the fashion industry, the Mecca of the film industry, they're talking about a centralized location where all of the information is as credible. It's the place to be. It's the place to go. And, you know, when I was younger, I used to be the one that used to know where all of these places used to be. So people used to ask me, and I felt, you know, empowered in a way that, you know, I knew this information, not, you know, seeking attention in any way, but people would always come to me naturally. And so I took on the role. I said, you know what, when you come into the being of yourself and you want to strive to do better, you have to embody it in every which way, even from your name to the clothes you wear. It's a reflection of everything. And so I felt, not that my the name that my parents gave me is not powerful, but it's powerful in its own way. And when I went through a transformation myself, I felt like there was something that I can associate the attributes with that at least made sense to me. And, you know, that's how Mecca came about. Of course, in the Haitian culture, Grimaud means light-skinned Haitian. You know, and so I've heard that ever since I was little. And going into transforming into rapping in Creole, I didn't want to leave my Haitian people out, because they were going to say, what's Mecca? Mecca, or he must be Muslim, or, you know, he's from over there and things like that, because they do associate Mecca with that. And I'm not Muslim, you know, and so, you know, so there might be some, you know, a slight misunderstanding there. No disrespect to, you know, the way of life. But,
yes.
You know,
yeah, so
Grimaud can...
Yeah, so Mecca and Grimaud got kind of became one person.
It was a project. Mecca and Grimaud uh-huh. came together and kind of at different times and became a project. I kept the name Mecca because there was no way I was going to throw away a name that the way that it came to me and all that it meant to me. So I kept Mecca, and then I wanted to appeal to my Haitian people when I started rapping in Creole and giving out the Creole message. And so I called myself Grimaud too. So I was like, you know what? Nobody ever has a, like, AKA, like their theater name. They always have it like off camera. You may know them as somebody else. But
mm-hmm.
I said, I'm going to put my whole thing there. Mecca, AKA Grimaud.
Wonderful. Let's take a little break, and when we come back, you will be helping us with our question for tonight, right?
Okay, ready.
Wonderful. Okay, let's take a break.
All right.
Yes, we are back. This is Danielle Roma with Transformation, and we have our special guest tonight, which is Mecca Grimaud Marcelin, and he's talking to us about his own way of looking at the cultural heritage, and we would like for him to help us tonight with our question, which is, will this, that cultural heritage, will the acceptance of the cultural heritage boost your self-transformation? So, Mecca, tell us. I know that you are actually very, very involved in your community. And almost everywhere we'll be able to see you involved in something. And I found out that you actually are the leader of a nonprofit called Fepuli. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, Fepuli, you know, I had a chance to go to Haiti after not going so many years. And it's almost like we see the images and we forget. And so when I went there, I saw there were just certain needs, school supplies, you know, since I am, you know, I'm a teacher also. And so, you know, I look at certain things, you know, whatever your field is, you kind of, you know, help where you can help. You can't help in an area where you're not, you don't have the resources or the direct contacts. It's going to be harder. And so, you know, I went there and I realized that there were, you know, a lack of books, a lack of, you know, writing utensils, you know, paper and things like that. And so one of the things that we do is assist other nonprofits in collecting books and educational supplies so that we can get them over to where they need to go so that people can use them. You know, there's the Buy Book program and, you know, and we have different programs. A Taste of Haiti lets kids know over here the ones that are ashamed of being Haitian because of the stereotypes that circulate. We have programs that let them know, you know, how rich our history is, and it's because they don't know about themselves. That's the reason why they feel intimidated or they get frustrated, and it's a reflection of their school grade and their behavior sometimes. And so that goes right into the question of, you know, cultural, you know, acceptance of cultural heritage, boost, you know, self-confidence.
Yeah,
and of course it will, because you know you're transforming into your true self. You know your culture is of you, and all you're doing is continuing the legacy. And you're taking what your foreparents have developed over years and time, and you know bits of the culture, and you know it empowers you to know that you know you can speak a certain language and you know your history and you know the language of the people and you're able to dress that way if you would like. And, you know, it's just certain things that empower you. Once you come into the full understanding of being culturally aware, you will be free. There's certain things that you will start doing naturally. And you know, that's a reflection of self-confidence.
Of course. They always say that life is like a chair and you have four legs, and one of them is very much your cultural heritage. If you don't accept that, you might not be able to sit, to be able to be stable in that area. So let's say for the motivation for you to actually to believe that it's very important for you to give out that message, to get it out to the community. So what was the first motivation for you to actually get to be involved in that way? Because I know you do poetry, and I mentioned earlier that you use the Lambi, and you always do it in Creole, but you do have other hats also. So tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I mean, you know, I always believe that, you know, I could do more than one thing. It's, you know, I'm never limited. I think, you know, the Creator made me so much greater to just limit it to one thing. And so I connected with, you know, when I started to be culturally aware, and it just blended. You could tell the influence it had in the music. Music is a love of mine. And so now that I become culturally aware, it's going to be of that I'm going to be talking about now, because it's almost like I found this love that should have been there already. And it's, you know, and now that I found it, I want to talk about it, because I know there's so many other people that maybe haven't found it either. And I know how necessary it is. I know what music is. Music is, you know, designed to share, you know, a particular message, and you know how people feel, and how you feel can be how somebody else feels. And so it's important to share. And so that's what I wanted to do through my music, is those kids that used to say that they were ashamed are proud to say that they're of whatever culture that they are now, because that used to be me. I used to be ashamed to say that I was Haitian. because of the stigmas and the stereotypes, the teasing. I didn't know any better, you know. Mm-hmm. So I don't want, you know, to, whichever kids that I can, you know, come into contact with to let them know that, you know, that it's, you know, you have to know your history. You know,
so you have
to admit.
So you have to admit that being aware of your culture, accepting it, and embracing it kind of really boosts your own transformation.
Oh, definitely. Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Because, again, that's the transformation of your true self, where you're from.
Absolutely.
The lineage, the energy that comes along with that is so powerful within itself. It's not just about reading, oh, I'm from this place. No, it's really believing, you know, the ancestral lineage, really believing the culture that comes along with, you know, with your ethnicity. And, you know, and it all just comes together and becomes one. There's no separation.
Mm-hmm. And this gives people a sense of identity to know that this is where I came from. This is what they did for me. And for me to be able to, okay, now I have that pride, I have that confidence, that great feeling, and then I can be the real me, right?
Exactly. Identity is basically the key thing that once you become aware and you know, and now you're held responsible because you know, your responsibility now is, you have an identity to, you know, to carry on, to, you know, represent. You know what you represent. Represent a nation, a strong nation that has fought for years for a good cause, you know, and a lot of people passed away. And so once you really, you know about it and honor it, you will walk a different way and you'll do things a different way. It creates your identity and it becomes you.
I have to tell my audience, Mecca has a tattoo on his upper arm. Tell us a little bit about that, Mecca.
Well, the tattoo is the symbol of the coat of arms that's within the Haitian flag. And, you know, it says at the bottom, it says L'Union fait la force. And I know in the war, that's what it was in reference to, you know, when we all come together, the, you know, the mulattoes, the Afrancis, the Negs, like all the different, different kind of categories of people that came together to represent the revolution. It basically is represents that unity. And so because I'm of Haitian descent and I have so much pride, you know, and I'm so proud to be Haitian, you know, I put the coat of arms on my right shoulder just as a salute and an honor, a stamp of, you know, that, you know, this is, I represent the L'Union fait la force in anything, not just war, but, you know, even in the music industry, in the film industry, anything you're trying to do, if we put our heads together, we can make it better. We can do better. That's why there's strength in numbers. You know, we need each other for support. And that's what I represent. Even my, you know, I feel I'm not just an entertainer. I'm very active in policies and maybe ideologies and views of the community. Because, you know, for the betterment of the community. And so I'm also, you know, very active in solutions that people don't talk about on the news and maybe are aware of. And try to take part in numbers. I'm not just in the club performing, but you have to be out there and do the work also. You know, a lot of people
that's
just want to... It's
really interesting. I see you in the theater. You are involved in movies. You are involved in videos. You are involved in film. So it's like so active. So I really appreciate you taking the time to come here tonight because I know your schedule is super busy. So thank you so much for bringing that information for us. And I know the kids, the young people in the community look at you as a role model because it's really interesting and really encouraging to see someone who's so proud of their cultural heritage. And not only the tattoo, not only the things that you're doing, but I see most of the time when you have something on a T-shirt or something, it says something about your heritage, how proud you are. I remember one that says, why do you, something to do, like, what do you ask me if I'm Haitian? And I
like that.
They say that to me all the time.
What do you mean I don't look Haitian? You know, they stereotype us to look one way.
Uh-huh,
and, you know, with many different colors.
Yes. And this is something that, since we have a really broad audience, this is something that could go with any kind of heritage that you have and any background that you have, and you get to know about it and know that there's a lot of things to be really proud of. So I'm talking about this with you because I think you are the most appropriate person to talk to about this subject. So when you are in your community, when you are in the mainstream community, also it's not like you are talking in your community about how proud you are. You are also showing it in the mainstream community. So this is something else that is very visible. Have you had people from that, from the mainstream community, come to you and say, why you are so outspoken about being a Haitian?
Yeah, of course, of course. You know, I have I have some that do understand and are proud and wish that they, you know, maybe somebody in their community would, you know, show their colors and be proud, to have the pride that I have for my country. And then I have some that do question it. Like, they ask me, like, why are you so proud? And, you know, I just tell them that it's just something that's natural. Once you know who you are, you're going to be proud to be that. Once you know your true self and you can look in the mirror at night and you don't feel any which way about how you've treated people and what you've done, and, you know, you've tried to survive the best way that you could, you know, then, you know, that's basically it right there, you know. So, you know, it's just a matter of perspective, and, you know, what I feel for the information I was able to have access to with learning about my culture. You know, resources is something that's very important also. Well, with the internet, there's no more excuses. You know, you can go and just Google Haiti, and sometimes you might get misled, because if you Google Haiti, I would say the majority of the time it'll show you negative images of the island. And that's why the kids develop the stereotype that, you know, and the stigmas that they are plagued with, you know, with not wanting to not being proud of who they are, because every time we see these images, we see the negative stereotypes, you see, and nobody wants to associate themselves with negative images. And so we have a responsibility also to start pumping the positive images of Haiti and revitalize, you know, every aspect of developing the country, from tourism to, you know, everything, shops, just monetary gain, just, you know, in every aspect way possible, especially the educational system.
Yeah, and we talk about how we have so many talented people from Haiti and in Haiti that it's, you know, it would be so wonderful to get people to support that and encourage them. So I'm very much for anybody who wants to, either you are Haitian or a foreigner, to help out in that situation. And when we are talking about cultural heritage that could boost your self-transformation, I had someone who mentioned to me, when you are, you answer for me if you think it's the right idea. When you are so involved in getting your cultural heritage to, when you accept that, that will also help you accept other people's cultural heritage. Isn't that true?
That is true, because you have a respect for what culture is now. You know, you know that culture only did you very well, very good, you know, in making you the person that you are. So if you meet somebody from another culture and they embrace that, you know that we have the same like mind frame. You know, you're seeking to empower yourself, and you want to surround yourself with people that are striving to empower themselves and of their true self also. Somebody doesn't know their culture, I mean, you know, it's not their fault in some ways that they don't know it. But we have to make this available because it empowers everybody. It makes us open our eyes. And we have to distribute the message of our cultural awareness in a positive light also. Sometimes we go astray and we represent the culture, in a negative light, and so and then give the flag or give the imagery of, you know, who we might be in a negative way, especially if you're somebody that's, you know, high profile in the you know, in the media, in the eyes of the media. So we have to represent it in a positive way. Once we know what that is, that's, you know, you'll have no choice but to represent that in the most brightest way possible.
Absolutely. So the first work has to be on you, on yourself first. Yes, Meg, thank you so much. I really appreciate. Listen, if someone wants to get in touch with you, beside Facebook, how can they get in touch with you?
They could email me. Everything online about me is Mecca, a.k.a. Glimo. If you're looking on me at facebook.com/Mecca, a.k.a. Glimo, twitter.com/ Mecca, a.k.a. Glimo. You know, even my email, Mecca, a.k.a. Glimo at gmail.com. M-E-C-C-A, a.k.a. G-R-I-M-O. I made it real easy because, you know, these days it's about branding also. So in the process of, you know, bringing forth workshops and good music and theater, you always want to brand yourself, because I'm in an industry that if people don't know about you, then I can't spread the message of what I'm trying to do. It makes no sense me not being known for, you know, some of the works that I'm doing. And I'm just, the more people know about it, the better that it is.
So
you got to brand yourself.
What is the last project that you're working on now?
The last project that I've currently did is Iron Man 3. I was on set for about 3 days. It was good. Robert Downey Jr. was in the room. And, you know, they do a lot of edits and things like that. It was a great opportunity. And before that, it was I did a short movie, An Eye on the Other Side, An Eye on the Other Shore. And it was a great opportunity to even go out into the ocean and do some scenes that you don't know how these people, you don't know how it is unless you went through it. And so it was a good experience.
That's true. Well, that was a real pleasure talking to you. And like I said, my friend of many, many hats, an actor, artist, the theater, and everything. I mean, keep up the good work, and good work in good luck in everything that you will be doing in all your endeavors. So thank you so much for coming to Transformation, and it was a pleasure to have you with us today, tonight.
Oh, thank you very much. I want to say hello to my mom and my dad, you know, the people who instilled that culture in me. And then, you know, big shouts out to my management, On Point Entertainment and Marketing, and my man Freedom that's in town right now. You know, La Wash, Freedom's in town, and we got a record called Redemption Time. We're in the studio right now. And so look out for that compilation, Mecca, a.k.a. Glimo and Freedom.
We will. Thanks a lot, and you have a good night, and please come back to us again on other occasion, because we enjoy our conversation with you.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right.
Blessing.
Good night.
Blessing. All right, good night.
Yeah, so we just had a nice conversation with Mecca, Glimo Master, and it was really a dream. And you know, I'm very happy that you were with us and you were listening, and you heard about our question, which was the will, cultural heritage boost your self-transformation? And I think you answered that question, and you embodied that question for us. And I have to tell you, it was very interesting, and I'm hoping that you get a lot out of that. So thank you, listeners of Transformation. This is Danielle Romer. Thank you for participating, and thank you for being with us. I hope this show will be this specific show will be one more element who you will think and act on for your own self-transformation. Please, if you have any questions, any suggestions, any requests, or you want to sponsor the show, call us at 305-333-4862. And anybody who lives in Homestead, Florida, or some be able to go there, you could call us, because we know about a place where they have free mammogram, because, you know, this month is cancer awareness month. So call us at 305-333-4862. This is Danielle Roma. À la prochaine.